Here at Party 93.4, people want to know, what exactly is independent non-traditional radio?
It's radio where the DJs are in control.
Commercials are left in the dust.
And Justin Bieber is nowhere to be found.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lipstick Radio. I'm your host, Kimberly Carlisle, and you are listening to me live right now on party93.4.com as well as 94.9 FM in the Hudson Valley. Hey, listen, I'm going to be with you from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, sitting in for Berlin Box, and boy, do I have a great show for you today. We have two wonderful interviews. One is with Such, and the other with Fushou. And let me tell you, you're going to love what they have to say, and you're going to love listening to their music. And also, we're going to be playing some other music artists in between. We support a lot of indie artists. We feel that they need more play than the majors, although we'll stick in some majors here and there if they're lucky, because here we like treating our indies like the majors. So, with that said, you know what? I want you guys to sit back, relax. Hit us up on Twitter. You can hit me up at Lipstick Radio, and you can also do it at Party 93.4. So sit back, relax, don't go anywhere. We're going to start this interview with our wonderful entertainment correspondent, Melina Lawrence, and she's going to take you through the journey of these wonderful artists, and I certainly hope that they can inspire you. So we're going to kick this off with the lovely Such. You know what? I just found out she's also going to be performing this Saturday, tomorrow, at Spaghettini's in Seal Beach. I love Spaghettini's. You know, I haven't been there in a long time. It's a wonderful, wonderful venue. If you haven't been, you know what? You better ask somebody. I suggest you go and definitely go see Such. So, without further ado, here's Melina and Such with a wonderful interview. Keep it locked right here, Party 93.4.
What's up, Lipstick Radio family? I'm your girl, Melina Lawrence. You're locked in to Lipstick Radio right here on Party93.4.com. And if you're in the Hudson Valley, New York, thank you so much for keeping it locked on 94.9 FM. Today's guest artist is, oh my gosh, she's beautiful, she's smart, she's intelligent, her voice is powerful, she's creative, and innovative, may I add. Ladies and gentlemen, Lipstick listeners, please welcome our in-studio guest, Such. What's going on, sis?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and we're excited to have you. We really are. When our producers actually sent over your track, I was like, yeah, Kimberly. And I both were like, And the fact that you're performing in California and LA, in the LA area, I'm like, we gotta get her on the show. We gotta get her on the show ASAP. We don't want her to leave LA without stopping by Lipstick Radio. So thank you for making time for us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's really an honor.
Thank you. And I love her lipstick. If she has on natural lipstick, y'all, the natural color lipstick. I love it. Now, Such, we will eventually play the single, Sugar Maple, just to put it out there. But first, I really want people to know who you are. And like me, if our fans and our listeners are like me, they're looking at your name and they're saying, Look at Sookie.
Right, Sookie.
So let's get some clarity up front. Y'all, I'm going to give you clarity up front. I'm going to allow the artist to reveal the proper pronunciation of her name.
Right. So my stage name is Seth, capital S, lowercase U, capital C, lowercase H. And the original reason why I came up with Seth is because my name is Sue Charles. Get it? Seth?
But yeah.
I remember one of my friends, she was like, okay, that's cute, but then why Seth? I mean, Sue Charles is pretty catchy. You could have just stayed with your name. And I remember thinking, and I realized that, you know, the word Seth is used in two ways. To exemplify something and to amplify something. And in the case of exemplifying something, such as, or amplifying something, such good music. And I realized that I want to exemplify and amplify all that's good, beautiful, and real and put it in my music. So the reason why I'm called Fetch is twofold.
See, I love it. She just made me feel like I was in the classroom, even though we're sitting in the studio. I was about to raise my hand and ask her the next question, but I think I'm going to fall back and get back in the studio mode. I love it. I love it. So from here on out, listeners, if you're looking or scanning through her website, on her webpage, on Twitter, if you're following us on Twitter right now, check it out. It's Such, all right? Such, just to clear the air. We have Such amazing guests. And Such as a beautiful artist with the creative heart and whimsical voice that will touch your eardrum. Okay, enough of the poetry. Such.
Yes.
How did you get started? How long have you been singing? I mean, this is an independent music movement. Give us a little bit and share your background.
Well, singing in life, I'm a PK, so my dad's a pastor, so I grew up singing in church. I probably heard my first solo in the children's choir around like 5 or 6. All throughout elementary school, middle school, high school, the one thing that I always did was music. It was my favorite pastime, so I was always involved in choirs and everything. And then I started directing choirs at like 16, and I think the first time I got a glimpse that I could do music full-time was that I auditioned for a group called the Grammy High School Jazz Ensembles, which basically, if you get into the group, it's an all 10-day paid expenses trip. They fly you out to L.A. I'm from the East Coast, so I'm from Massachusetts and New York. They fly you out to L.A. You get to record an album. You get to be part of I was part of the jazz choir. You get to perform at jazz clubs all over the L.A. area, and then you get to go to the Grammys. So I made it, and I was able to get this slice of a musician's life that I absolutely loved. It was insane. It was so much fun. It was like just the best 10 days of like my childhood that I can remember. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I could really be a musician. I could be a singer and I would love it. So after that experience, that was around 15, I came back home and I had this whole plan on how I was going to tell my parents that I needed to go to a performing arts high school. And I came up with a whole plan. It was about like an hour away from where we lived, so I was going to hop on a train and all this stuff. And I told my parents and they looked at me with blank stares and they were like, nah, baby.
Right.
Doesn't happen. So, not because they don't love me, not because they didn't support, you know, my music or anything, but just, I think they were like, you need to have a real job. You need to have, like, a real career. Because, you know, music is difficult. So, I sort of...
But you got paid. You were paid within that 10 days, getting paid to work in an industry that you were passionate about. What did that feel like? What did you think about? It's like, oh wow, I can get paid compared to what, you know, your parents said in all love, you know, get a real job, be
right
off the different security.
Right.
But how did that make you feel as an artist?
Well, I mean, it was awesome. I was 15 at the time, so we didn't get paid, but I think that's when I realized this is something I could really do. And going to the Grammys, I think, was just the pinnacle of all that, because I was like, I love this. I absolutely love this. This is where I feel at home. And so I never stopped doing music. I always did. I just went on to get, I became a nurse. And actually, up until January of 2012, I worked as a nurse. And so I've only been doing this full time for a year and 8 months. And it has been really a wonderful experience. In 2012, I auditioned for American Idol, and I made it to, like, top 98, which was pretty cool. And so after that experience, I was like, okay, it's time for me to pursue my dreams and my passion and just go after it full force. So I quit my job, and I've been doing it. So last year I came out with my debut album entitled Sketch Marks. And I'm currently working on a new project, and Sugar Maple is the leading single off of the new project. So things have been wonderful.
Well, wow. Before we give all the candy away, we're gonna take a break, y'all. We got Such in the studio. Amazing story of passion and being just a fierce artist, you know, someone who was fierce, enjoys life, right here in the studio, just sharing her passion and about to share her platform for her upcoming performances and her new single, as she just mentioned, Sugar Maple. We'll be back with more of Such right here on Lipstick Radio. Stay locked.
Hey, what's up?
The variety is literally off the charts.
Nobody can compare to you.
Party 93.4.
The workday with an eclectic mix of music and personalities.
What's that supposed to be? Some kind of sick joke?
Party 93.4.
So, welcome back to Lipstick Radio. We have a very special guest in the studio today. Miss Such is adorning our studio with her presence, her energy, her light. Beautiful natural lip gloss, ladies. I think natural was in with the pink color.
Yeah.
Yo, so Such, we started to get into the music and the album. I just want to just backtrack just a little bit to share with everybody the name of your album and the inspiration for your debut album.
Oh yes, I know. So the title of my debut album is Stretch Marks, which I know everybody was like, ew. Why would you title your album Stretch Marks? That's usually something that people are trying to hide, or one of the things that they hate the most about their body, stretch marks.
Right.
And so, but when I was thinking about
it, it's so funny though. It's so funny.
But, yeah.
Because I know some guys who love stretch marks. I know a few men who actually love stretch marks.
Wow.
Yeah, we won't go there, but I did want to put that out there just because. For the stretch mark lovers.
Right. Right, exactly. And I mean, but more than that, we should love the stretch marks that we have. But what I was thinking about, you know, stretch marks, of course, physically and also figuratively, I believe the stretch marks are scars. And we all have circumstances and situations that we've been through that we may not be the proudest of, that have left a scar, that have left a story to be told. And because of those things, we become stronger, wiser, better because of them. And so instead of us looking at our stretch marks as things that are ugly or whatnot, we should look at what they represent, the stretch marks of life. That you have become better, you've grown from this experience, and that you are who you are today. And so, you know, after I had my son, I have stretch marks, and I look at it, and I'm like, I'm cool with them, because I know, I honestly am, I'm cool with my stretch marks, because I realize that that growth symbolized, you know, the growth of my child, and so, they're sort of like my battle scars, which I like.
Right.
And I think that's something that we should embrace in our lives in general. To look at situations that may have been hard while we were going through it, but that we've grown through it, and to look at it and be like, that's my battle scar. That's my stretch mark. And so that's why I entitled it that.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. And I love my stretch mark.
Well, you know,
yes. I'm embracing under the clothes. I'm embracing right now the Lipstick Radio. I'm embracing my stretch mark. Embracing the stretch without any babies.
Right.
You know, those of us who haven't gave birth yet still carrying
right.
stretch marks.
That's true.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a process.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. On that note, let's shift gears, because first of all, being here in L.A. at Spaghettini, you're just like really, even though you've been singing all your life, and I can even imagine the things you sung by the bedside, the patients, and being a nurse, and just the healing of your voice based on what I've heard and what you all are about to hear. I mean, she's amazing. It's been a year within this journey that you turned the tide and said, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And in saying that, you've been featured at the convention centers in Texas, Denver, Colorado, Washington, D.C., New York, and now in L.A., which means you are zipping around across the country pretty well and pretty decent and selling out shows. I think this is a testament of following your dreams, but how do you feel for making such a swift transition? And now you're here. You're gracing the stages like you want to. How does that feel?
It's been really wonderful. I realize more and more that, you know, what kept me back from making this decision earlier was fear. And just not making the decision of being like, well, I don't have this, so this can't happen, and I don't have the money, so I can't make this happen. But I realized that there's something just crazy about, like, the universe, the atmosphere, that when you make a decision, like, I am going to do this, things fall into place. I don't know how to explain it, but it does. And as long as you're open and you've made the decision for real, not just like, oh, it would be nice if I could be a singer, you know?
Right. I'm going to do this.
I'm doing it, and that's what's going to happen, and everything else will, you know, will come. And that's what's been happening, and that's why I just feel so blessed and fortunate that to have the people around me. Things have just been falling into place, and it's wonderful through the ups and the downs. I mean, it's not easy being an independent artist, but it's so rewarding and so fulfilling to know that you are actually doing what you know you were meant to do on this earth. You know, everybody's given a gift. And it's always our decision whether we actually use it or not, you know. And it's so easy. I think it's definitely easier to just be like, well, it would be harder to go that route. You know, there's so many people doing it. How am I going to be successful? Blah, blah, blah. But knowing that I'm doing, that I'm fulfilling my calling has been so rewarding. And this is my way to give back. This is my way to touch people. This is, music has always been my thing. And I realized that even when it wasn't my profession, I always did it. There's nothing, I've never stopped doing music. And now I know that I never will. So,
wow. I got chills. You know, it's moments like this where you just want everybody to stop what you're doing and do what you love. It's moments like this that we're experiencing right now in the studio and hearing, as you hear, I don't know if you heard it as with listeners, but I felt it and I'm hearing it. I'm in the studio with Such. She's breaking it down on being an independent artist and what it means to go all out as an independent artist. And I love it. I love it. I love her group. I want you to experience it, and we're going to go into it right now. Right now, we're about to go into these stretch marks, girl. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, if you were here in the studio, you could see the hair standing up on my arm from the chills. By talking and listening to Such, her passion and her realization for just stepping out and moving forward with her passion and to give us her gift and to share her gift with us, which is the gift of music. And from her, we are going to hear one of her singles that's out right now. You know what? You know what, Such? I want you to introduce this cut that the listeners could hear. I was about to say it, but I was just moved that please introduce the next cut off the album that's coming up, and we're just going to roll into it. Go ahead.
All right, so the single is called Sugar Maple. It's one of my favorite songs. It is one of those laid-back, want to be sipping some wine in the cool summer breeze on a beach or somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those feel-good songs you could be just driving down. So I hope you enjoy it. Here is Sugar Maple.
Sugar maple, like sap from a sugar, sap from a sugar, sap from a sugar maple, like sap from a sugar, sap from a sugar, sap from a sugar maple, like sap from a sugar, sap from a sugar, sap from a sugar maple. This is the perfect holiday. We sit and chill on the dock of the bay. sugar maple. Like saffron, sugar, saffron, sugar maple. Like saffron, sugar, saffron, sugar, saffron, sugar maple. Like saffron, sugar, saffron, sugar, saffron, sugar maple. Let you rub my feet, kiss me from cheek to cheek, make my knees go weak. Then I'll give you a quick sneak peek.
I'm gonna
let you rub my feet.
You're gonna
kiss me from cheek to cheek.
You're gonna
make my knees go weak. Then I'll give you a quick sneak peek. And I'm grateful. This thing we have is special, like the spring showers in April. The sprinkle of oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your love on me so plain. From a sugar maple, like saffron, a sugar, saffron, a sugar, saffron, a sugar maple, like saffron, a sugar, saffron, a sugar maple, like saffron, a sugar, saffron, a sugar, saffron, a sugar, like saffron, 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 like saffron, 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 like saffron, a sugar. Saffron or sugar, saffron or sugar maple. Like saffron or sugar, saffron or sugar, saffron or sugar maple.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard officially on Lipstick Radio, Sugar Maple, by our wonderful sister friend and artist, hopefully in rotation on your iPod or in your on your top 10 on iTunes. I'm saying such. She's just wonderful. She's just such a wonderful artist, such a beautiful spirit. But how would you, after hearing, you know, and listeners, please share with us on Twitter how, what you think about the song, and support this artist, support such in every way that you can by supporting her music. But please tell the listeners, after hearing your voice, obviously, you know, you have, you grew up in the church, but you have a jazzy type of voice that's beautiful. How would you describe your sound?
Oh, man, I always have issues describing my sound. I would say, you know, I think my sound is soulful. I have a lot of influences, you know, definitely R&B, soul, neo-soul, jazz, gospel. I guess the one thing that brings them all together is my voice, which I think is just straight soulful. So I like to say that my sound is somewhere like Adele meets Jill Scott. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah.
Because, and you can find, you know, when you put her name up on YouTube and you see such and you listen to her voice, you know, excuse me, y'all, people are hitting us up in the chat room on Twitter. But when you, thank you, we'll get back to you. Talking to the screen. But when you hear her voice and you feel it and you just come out and watch her perform, come out and watch her perform wherever you are, go to her website, see when she's going to be in a city near you. I know she struck us really hard in such a soulful way as Positini's. And we just want to keep supporting you, support your sound, your project.
Please you.
Always let us know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let us know and keep in touch with us here at Lipstick Radio on how we can support you and where we can share your information of your new project
sure.
with our fans as well.
For sure. And
stop it by.
Yeah. And so you guys can go to my website, which is iamsuch.com. My Twitter is iamsuch. That's pretty easy. And you can do my Facebook, which is facebook.com/thisissuch. But the easiest thing to do really is just go to iamsuch.com because you'll get all my information, all my upcoming dates, New York, DC's coming up, everything is going to be great. So thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. It's been quite the honor.
Absolutely. And it's ditto. It's trifle. All of us here at Lipstick Radio has been absolutely honored with her presence. Again, I can't tell you enough how her story is just a testament of, you know, staying true to yourself and loving what you do and being inspired by your gifts. This woman right here, we have only seen the beginning. It is not over. And I tend to say that about artists that really come through here and share their passion. They're just unlimited. It's beautiful. I'm your girl, I'm serious. I'm your girl, Melina Lawrence. You're listening to Lipstick Radio. And this is just another great day in the indie world. You know what to do. Always stay true to yourself and to your dreams. Thank you such for stopping by. I really appreciate you having you in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I certainly hope you enjoyed that fabulous interview with this beautiful artist such as Melina conducted. Hey, listen, as I mentioned before, she is going to be at Spagatini's tomorrow, 7:30, Seal Beach, California. To all my LA people, you know what to do. Visit their site. If you don't know, now you know. Spagatini's has been a wonderful, wonderful place I've been going to for years. Haven't had the pleasure to indulge lately, but guess what? I'll be there tomorrow to support my girl, and I hope you will too. Such a beautiful artist. And you know what? She's just as beautiful as her voice sounds speaking, as her voice sounds singing, and as her spirit comes through this radio right now. Again, you're tuned in to Party 93.4 and 94.9 FM in New York. So you know what? Don't go anywhere. We got some great music coming up, and in the second half of this hour, we're gonna get to full show. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And all you fellas, leave your girl with her friends, 'cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. We see you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man, but the party ain't gonna stop, so let's take it high, high. Last week and you stayed at home alone and lonely, couldn't find your man, he was chilling with his homies. This week and you're going out, if he tried to stop you, you're going off. You got your hair done and your nails done to my mood. The hottest spot tonight, you're gonna find the fellas rolling in the Lexus trucks and Hummers. So we say you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man, but the party ain't gonna stop, so let's make it high, high. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And all you fellas, leave your girl with her friends, 'cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. She ain't coming tonight, you're going solo. Cut her off if she talks some noise. You know you got the right to get your party on. So get your hair cut and your car washed too. Looking like a star, you're on mine suit. You need to look the best, 'cause you're turning heads tonight. You're gonna find a sexy chica that's gonna dance all night.
Ballers, ballers.
And all you fellas, leave your girl with her friends, 'cause it's 11:30
I think I'm in love. I'm looking for Missy now so I can get my back, bro. Cause this shit be hollered in my ear before we left the club.
Ooh, I like to get to know ya so I can show ya. Put a hurtin' on ya like I told ya. Give me all your numbers so I can phone ya. Your girl act a stank, then call me over. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shave my cha-cha. You do or you don't or you will or won't cha. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips, big hips, so cha. See my butts and my lips, don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my waist, oh yeah. This the kind of beat that go ba-ta-ta. Ba-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big one, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a chick that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the gal, listen me, which I want. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. You love the way my butt boom, 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 boom. Keep your eyes on my boom, 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 boom. You think you can handle this, ka-donk-a-donk-donk. Take my thumb off and my tail go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big one, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. Boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Wine, thang, 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 thang. Black, thang, 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 thang. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking your ass. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. You know, Mrs. Still super duper, but Prince couldn't get me, change my name, Papa. Puta can't tell you, slave again, no sign. Picture black saying, oh, yes, I'm my sign. No. Got a Lamborghini, so I drive faster. Whoa. Just to make your haters even freaking madder. Whoa. Admit I'm the shit name, one who batter. When I drop this record here, it won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, duh. Say you act dumb like, duh. As the drummer boy go, brum pum pum. Give you some of this Cinnabon. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive.
It's that inspiration. Hey, hey, live large forever. Hey, my niggas barely seen paper, but all my niggas dream chasers. Ambitious, so we speaking fluent, That money, now watch me pursue it. My niggas barely seen paper, but all my niggas dream chasers. Ambitious, so we speaking fluent, That money, now watch me pursue it. Yeah. Cause I thrive off of that doubt, in the mere belief that a like me could potentially change the South. I'm numb to the negative comments, I can't feel, cause I got that club appeal, and still spit that real, trying to reach heights unattainable, but down to my last ounce, shorty wanna be my future wife, but don't my past count, they even know what I've been through. Some nights I could barely sleep, and I ain't always have it made. Some nights I could barely eat, so yeah, that's the come up. PSA, if you coming from nothing, just know I embrace my struggle. We related just like we cousins, that's why I'm stunting. Busy trying to purchase things that I never had. Custom chain, designer frames, the prescription high, cause my vision bad. I had a dream, the spineless cow would apologize, slick dissing me. I ain't respond, I guess he wanted publicity. But I ain't tripping, let him hate. I just be like, a circle, loyalty ain't got no shape, straight up. Hey, my niggas barely seen paper, but all my niggas dream chasers. Ambitious, so we speaking fluent, That money, now watch me pursue it. My niggas barely seen paper, but all my niggas dream chasers. Ambitious, so we speaking fluent, That money, now watch me pursue it. Live large, get that dough right. This audio, that white girl, that Snow White, but never mind, Snow White. I be on that loud, that all up in your face. Ignorant, pull the trigger, pat out. My lit, my new, the main reason why she wanna handsome guy, that's what she say, but pop off can get ugly. I'm trying to change my way of life so my kids can have better living. Money keeps me gassed up, ambition's how I'm driven. I stay till I stay up, it's payday, pay up. I'm smooth like Michael Jordan's right, then reverse left hand layup. Shout out to my big brother, damn it's been too long. But like I said in my letter, homie, it's on when you get home. I said it's on when you get home. Like them Houston, everybody out here though playing my songs. But it's South Georgia, gotta hold it down. If they look up to me, I can't let them down. Cause most of my broke, so I made this for everybody trying to make it out. Man, I give y'all hope. Word. My niggas barely seen paper, but all my niggas dream chasers.